For the past 10 years, the inmate interns who work in the Horticulture Vocational Training Program at Oak Hill have been making Christmas wreaths for sale and for display at the prison. A few even hang at the governor's mansion in Madison. Jason Garland teaches horticulture at the prison.
This period of time right now is our least busy of the year. The garden shuts down by the middle of November. And then we start seeds in like January, so there won't be hardly anything for them to do from now till March.
Except in December, to make wreaths to help celebrate the holidays. The proceeds of the wreath sales go to organizations who serve women and children who are survivors of sexual and domestic violence. Garland says the 9 inmates who made the wreaths this year welcome the work as a way to participate in a process of restorative justice.
Through their effort and creativity, they're able to bring some light into a time of the year that can be really rather dark and bleak for the incarcerated population, separated from their own families. And so the idea of supporting families in crisis, especially children, during this time of year carries special significance for the men involved in this program.
Garland says projects like this and the growing connections between prison gardens and community gardens in the area hold promise for many inmates looking for a way to give back before they re-enter society. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.